Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome to Feedback. I am your host, Ben Armstrong. So glad that you have joined me. We have a special guest online here, and that is Senator Ron Johnson. And we are so excited to have Senator Ron Johnson. Let me bring him in right away. Senator Johnson, thank you so much for joining me.
Good morning, Ben. How are you doing?
I'm doing very good. Now, let me give you a heads up of what I have been saying, because you probably don't know some of the things that I've been saying. There's a reason why I brought you on. I've been a little bit frustrated with what's been going on, obviously, with the attacks on Donald Trump. Although yesterday, of course, as I had assumed, was a big nothing burger. The Republicans did a fantastic job exposing this. They got destroyed. The Democrats look foolish. That's all cool, but they're not going to give this up. The media is not going to give it up. They're going to still keep going forward. We all know that. So I've been frustrated that the Senate has been given power by us. I don't vote for Democrats. So when they do despicable things, well, that's not a shock to me. But I do vote for Republicans. And when Republicans, in my words, are wimpy, it frustrates me. But I had been hearing that the Senate is considering doing something that I have been a huge advocate for. And I was saying, I need to do something, because I'm complaining about the Republicans not doing actions. They give us words, but not actions. So I'm going to do an action, and I should invite you, Senator Ron Johnson, on to get more information, to understand what's going on, if you guys are planning on doing something. And before I ask you a question, I'm setting this all up so you understand where I've been, because I don't want to, like, blindside you or what's been going on in the show. I want to commend you first with your interview with Chuck Todd and how awesome you were in defense of Trump. You got out points that their media doesn't allow them, their audience, to ever hear. And you took a ton of heat for that. And whenever I see that, you know you're doing something good. When you get a ton of heat, you did something awesome. And first, let me commend you and say that was awesome, Senator Johnson. Thank you for that.
Well, I appreciate that. Just so you understand what I have been doing since March of 2015, when it became widely known how extensive Hillary Clinton's use was of her private email server, my committee, I chair Homeland Security Governmental Affairs. So we have oversight pretty much over the entire federal government. But in particular, we have legislative jurisdiction over federal records. So that clearly fell under my jurisdiction. So we began our investigation. Mm-hmm. We published an interim report. It is our oversight during the course of that we made public the Peter Strzok, Lisa Page text for the first time. So it doesn't get a whole lot of news coverage, but
right.
we have been diligently and tenaciously gathering information. Now, it's been frustrating because the Congress is always the last body to get the information. The first people to get information are the press, these leaks out of whether it's the intelligence community, out of the FBI, the Inspector General is looking into those leaks. But then when you have a criminal investigation or a special counsel investigation, the excuse always is, even as we're trying to obtain the same type of documents they're looking at, we can't release those. The law enforcement sensitive. We don't want to hamper our investigators or hinder a potential prosecution. So unfortunately, it's always Congress and the American people that are the last to know. And there are differences in the House versus the Senate. The House is a majority-run party, and the minority has no say whatsoever. In the Senate, for example, for us to subpoena, we'd have to run that through our committees and probably either get Democrats to sign on or take majority votes. But again, I'm not allowing that to deter me. We're still tenaciously doing oversight. You'll notice every now and again, the news media will pick up some of the oversight letters that we issue. We make them all public, but it's not up. You know, we can't force the press to take notice. But for example, it's actually one of the more minor oversight letters we've sent involved the fact that we finally found out where the emails were between President Obama and Secretary Clinton. I've been looking for those things for 3 or 4 years now because I want to know, what did President see as an address from Hillary Clinton?
Mm-hmm.
That's relevant because Section 793F of the espionage code dealing with the mishandling of sensitive national security information says if you are grossly negligent, you're criminally liable. But if you have knowledge of somebody who's grossly negligent, mishandling national security records, you're also criminally liable. Well, that's why I think it's important that we find out what President Obama knew. But again, that's just one of the small little things of our oversight. So, no, we've been diligently gathering information. I'm working very closely with Senator Chuck Grassley, former chairman of the Judiciary Committee, now chairman of the Finance Committee. He's been doing oversight for decades. We've pretty well teamed up, and we are continuing that oversight work. And we have to get the information before we write the final reports.
Sure. That's all wonderful stuff. And I am so glad that you guys are doing that. But right now we have the Democrats trying to conduct a political coup. There's no other way to put it, with no evidence of wrongdoing. They're just now just conjecturing and even lying about what the president did. The phone call speaks for itself. So with that, we are frustrated as the American people that the Democrats can use their power. They get one little ounce of power and everything revolves around them. Yet we have Republicans in the Senate that have power and can subpoena these people and blow it up in 2 seconds. Now, I've heard rumors that you and Chuck Grassley are working on this. And this is what I really want to ask you. This is really what I brought you on for. Are you going to subpoena the Bidens? Are you going to subpoena Adam Schiff? Or are you going to subpoena the whistleblower? Is that going to happen?
I don't really want to make news on your program because I'm working with Senator Grassley's staff, but we're having meetings in terms of what our next steps are along this line. And obviously, because the Republicans were frustrated in their desire to bring in their witnesses, Adam Schiff won't let them. Mm-hmm. That certainly weighs in our decision-making process as well. So,
that's too much of a political answer for me, well, Senator Johnson.
Ben, I'm not going to get out ahead of my skis here when I'm trying to work with another United States senator that I deeply respect. But suffice it to say, if you take a look at all the oversight we've been doing, this is clearly in my committee's jurisdiction, both as chairman of the subcommittee on Europe, on foreign relations, as well as this. We have been digging into this. We've been issuing oversight letters for information from the State Department. In order to bring in witnesses for questioning, you want to lay the groundwork. You want to have enough information.
Okay.
The House brought a lot of people in. They really weren't ready for it. And again, it wasn't their fault. They just didn't have enough information. That's what I'm saying. I'm working tenaciously to gather the information so when we finally do conduct interviews, we have all the information so we can answer all the questions at one point in time, not go on a fishing expedition.
I 100% believe you, and I believe that's exactly what you're doing. I want you to make news because the American people aren't satisfied with we're looking into it. We want to hear, yes, we're going to subpoena them. I don't understand why you can't say that.
Ben, you have to have the information. Okay, so again, take a look at all the information we have revealed. You know, when we get information, we let the public know. But it's painstaking. It's like pulling teeth, even out of this administration, because you have people resisting in the administration that aren't political appointees that really are part of this bureaucracy that looks at a president. Here's a prime example: Lieutenant Colonel Vindman. In his testimony, when they were talking about this alternate channel of diplomacy, which is not unusual in any way, shape, or form, or George Mitchell was the alternate channel in the Irish peace talks, for example. But when Colonel Vindman was talking about that alternate channel, he said, you know, the problem with that is that alternate channel could be undermining consensus U.S. foreign policy. I mean, people ought to listen to that very carefully in case they're wondering. The person who sets U.S. foreign policy is the duly elected president, not the consensus of State Department officials.
Absolutely.
And so that is the attitude. But again, we have to get the information to reveal all these things.
I totally understand. So can you say this? Once you get that information, you would, if you get the information, subpoena the Bidens, Schiff, and the whistleblower.
Yeah, well, that'll be the subpoena is the last step in the process. You go through a multiple step process, asking people to come in for interviews, possibly for depositions. If they refuse that, the final point is going to be subpoenaing. But I'm just telling you, point
and
blank.
And you will do that.
I'll certainly attempt it, but I'm not sure I'm going to necessarily succeed because I actually have to have unanimous support on members of my committee to do that.
It seems so easy for the Democrats.
Well, they are pretty much a unified group in their quest for power.
So there's Republicans that are not unified in the Senate, is what you're telling me.
You have a broader spectrum in the Senate. There's no doubt about that. You said you were frustrated.
Who's holding you back?
No, Ben, nobody can out-frustrate me.
Sure. Who's holding you back?
Well, so far, I haven't asked for a subpoena, so I'm not going to say.
Would Mitch McConnell hold you back?
Well, I'm not going to be naming names here. I haven't pressed a subpoena on this.
That sounds like a yes to me.
We're still gathering the information. Well, I mean, I will say the fact of the matter is, after we'd done all the work on Hillary Clinton email scandal, I certainly want to continue because of the same cast characters investigating through my committee the whole Russia narrative, you know, the cooperation with Russia hoax. But Mitch McConnell signed that to Intelligence Committee, and that's gone nowhere.
Senator Johnson,
so that frustrates me.
You seem like a very good man to me. This is the first time we've ever talked. But if Mitch McConnell is holding you back, please let us know, because we will put so much pressure on Mitch McConnell, you will have an easy time getting your subpoenas. Will you promise to let me know if Mitch McConnell holds you back?
If you haven't been paying attention to the news, I do a pretty good job of putting pressure on Mitch McConnell myself.
So it is him, though. He's probably someone that's not going to be supportive.
Ben, again, I'm not at a point where that's even a problem yet, okay?
Yeah, I understand that. But Mitch McConnell does have some ties to China that is suspicious with his wife. And it doesn't seem like he'd be very motivated to go down these roads with the Bidens.
Well, I mean, good thing about United States senators, in the end, we are all independent actors. And, I'm not going to let anybody hold me back on this. But
we've got your back, Senator Johnson.
The only thing holding me back is I need the information. But as I get the information, we make it public. But I can't force the media to cover it all. There's probably a lot more than we've made public.
You don't need
the media. You do need the media.
No, you've got us.
Now, again, what I'm saying is we're making things public. It has not been publicized. We've already done a lot of work. We've already revealed an awful lot. But the mainstream media doesn't cover it. Point in fact is, either my interview with Chuck Todd or just this Sunday with Jake Tapper. Almost a 14-minute interview. I spoke for about 50% of the time. Jake Tapper continued to interrupt me. It's incredibly frustrating dealing with the media.
Sure.
But you understand, it is highly biased against conservatives, which is one of the reasons Donald Trump got the nomination and, two, continues to strengthen his support among his base.
Senator Johnson, screw the liberal media. They're never going to be on your side. They're never going to report what you do. But you have us. You have talk radio. And we are more powerful than you realize. It sounds like you're not realizing that.
I'm on talk radio all the time. This is the first time we've had a conversation.
Right.
I don't know if you replaced somebody else in Wausau. I'm on talk radio all the time. I'm an open book. I'm very transparent.
I'm not attacking you, Senator Johnson. I'm trying to tell you we have your back.
I got that. I understand that.
So I need
the goods, and as soon as I have the goods, I'll be coming on your show and talking about it.
Well, we do have the goods. We have Joe Biden on tape. We have paper record trails. We have the financial interactions of how much money Hunter Biden was getting paid, and it wasn't $50,000. It was up to $160,000 or above.
So I referred all your listeners to the good work of John Solomon, who's really digging up, investigative journalists. Again, this is the truth. Journalists get information. They have people, whistleblowers, that are willing to talk to journalists because their whistleblowers stay completely anonymous, unlike people who come in front before Congress.
Yes, so but those are the goods. So
I understand. So we have it. So it's already out there, precisely.
So then we can subpoena them.
We have to gather the information.
You have the information. You know, Senator Johnson, I like you, but listen, you're doing a political thing. This makes us believe that it's wimpiness.
No, Ben, I'm not doing it, and there's not an ounce of wimp in me, trust me.
I hope not. I'm believing that it's not. If anyone tries to stifle what you're doing and stops you from subpoenaing, you need to out them. Will you promise to do that?
Yeah, but right now it's just the basic fact of life. We have ongoing investigations. For example, we are waiting. I would really like to see the Inspector General's report on the FISA applications. There's a lot of investigative work done there. And I'm going to have far better opportunities to interview witnesses once I have the information that those investigators have found out. So, again, there's just it, It takes time, but you have to gather that information. Others have had access to information we haven't had. I want access to that information before we do our part.
I wanted to come away from this interview confident that subpoenas were going to be happening, that the people that we elect would actually stand up like the Democrats do and have a unified front. You're telling me that's probably not going to happen.
No, I'm not saying that at all, but it's the last step in the process. You know, the first step literally is, and which is one of the reasons Chuck Grassley is out there tweeting, let's get that IG report out. Both of us are waiting anxiously to go over the hundreds of pages in that to find out what's revealed there, because that will inform what our next step is going to be as well.
You do this
in a step-by-step basis. I'm not interested in show trials that really don't end up revealing anything.
Sure.
That's what the House is doing.
But let's
they're not getting to the bottom of anything over there.
Let's end all of this by saying and making the Democrats go out and buy a bunch of Depends and say, yes, we're going to subpoena the Bidens, Schiff, the whistleblower. They're in big time trouble because once I get to the bottom of this, they're being subpoenaed.
Unless they cooperate willingly, and that may happen. If not, yeah, I have that subpoena power, and I'm not afraid to use it.
I'm not afraid to use it. Why sidestep it? Say, I will use it.
I will use it.
Thank you. Now I've got your back.
Okay.
I've got your back, and if anyone gets in your way, Senator Johnson, man, I'm behind you. I'm looking for.
I appreciate that, Ben.
All right, man. Thank you for coming on this show. Thank you for taking the heat, because you knew it wouldn't be an easy interview.
Was there heat?
That wasn't heat?
I got pretty thick skin here, Ben.
Yeah, well, I love it. I'm liking you more and more, Senator Johnson.
Well, you have a great day.
Can we be best friends now?
Absolutely.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking time out of your day. Thank you for saying that you will do that, and we will have your back like you've never seen before if you do that. And thank you, Senator Johnson. You have a great day.
You too. Take care.
Take care. There we go, folks. There we go. I guess I did just make some news. We'll be back. Well, I went a little long with Senator Johnson, so I don't have enough time to squeeze in a phone call here. But let me tell you, look, I tried to put as much pressure as I could to get them to say that they will subpoena these people, put the Democrats on their heels, obviously. And finally, I got Senator Johnson to say he will. That is something. We will have his back if he does that, guaranteed. Some of you might be thinking, Ben, it took too much effort to get that out of him. I know some of you are thinking that already. Look, I want you guys to understand, please, even if you feel like you weren't encouraged in that interview, understand you've got to let Senator Johnson know that if he does what he just said he will do, that you will have his back 100%. In order to get these, you've got to understand it's not easy. If what I think was revealed without him saying it, it's not easy if Senator Mitch McConnell, the head of the Senate, is not on board. That is not an easy thing. So you have to factor that in. So Senator Johnson needs to know if Mitch McConnell comes up against him, he needs to let us know we have his back. He can be a hero and go down in the history of America as an American hero, standing up to all of this corruption, wherever it lies. It's in him. I know it's in him. Senator Johnson, I will be praying for you. In fact, you know, people always say that. I'll say it out loud right now. Heavenly Father, please help Senator Johnson keep his strong stance. May he be bold for you, for the truth. May he issue those subpoenas. May he win over others who may be against him. May he be a champion in this entire fight. In Jesus' name, I pray that. Amen. There you go. That was for you, Senator Johnson, from me to you, to help you out. I told you, I've got your back. I've got your back. Now, I want to hear from you guys. 715-845-2155. It appears Eric was unable to hold on. Eric, you are going to be the first one up. So that opens up a phone line for you. 715-845-2155. All right, I know you guys are chomping at the bit to weigh in, so I won't waste any more time. Let me go right to the phone lines and go to the first caller. Mike. Mike, welcome to Feedback. Go ahead, Mike.
Good morning. Yeah, I wanted to talk about the impeachment thing. So, you know, when my stunning moment was when they asked him, so should we impeach the president on this? And they both got really quiet. I think they felt the weight of doing that. Because this doesn't rise to the level of impeachment. Yeah, maybe he shouldn't have said the Biden's name. But the only reason he did was because they approached Giuliani about that. So there was a lot of corruption. But if you listen to the phone call, it certainly isn't bribery, extortion, all the things. You know, they tried to make this. It's just not impeachable. Only if you don't like the president, then you're looking for anything. It's like that ties into the Ron Johnson thing. Yeah, you won't do anything if it's one of us. Now, the Democrats are always doing stuff.
Yeah, and so it gets frustrating as voters.
Okay, but this isn't. Come on. You're going to impeach a guy over that phone call?
Well, let me play for our audience what you were referring to originally, because I have that actually right in front of me. So let me play that for the audience.
So in this impeachment hearing today, where we impeach presidents for treason or bribery or other high crimes, where is the impeachable offense in that call? Are either of you here today to assert there was an impeachable offense in that call? Shout it out. Anyone?
That's all you need to hear right there.
Yeah, because it's just not there. I mean, yeah, okay. Don't mention the Bidens. I mean, but he was frustrated because of the whole Russia thing. You got to take this in context. The guy had been harassed for 3 years.
Well, look,
and then his lawyer learns when he's over there. He was over there to defend his client against Mueller.
Right.
And they're the ones that told him about the Bidens. So you got 3 years of being harassed and you have this information. Okay, he said it. All right. But there was no bribery. We've taken care of Ukraine. It was like we owe Ukraine money or something. We didn't.
All the president said is that he was disturbed by what he had been hearing about the Bidens, and he wanted Burisma investigated. He's worried about Hunter Biden's involvement. That is the duty of the president if there's corruption. So the Democrats are basically saying you cannot investigate Democrats because we are allowed to commit crimes, especially when we do it in foreign countries. How dare you? And don't let those foreign countries give you information to prove that we've committed these crimes. That's their stance. Mike, I appreciate it. You have a great day out there. Take care, buddy.
Thank you.
Let's go to line one now and go to Dale. Dale, welcome to Feedback. Go ahead, Dale. Oh, Dale, you're listening on the delay. You got to listen on the phone. Go ahead, Dale.
Yeah, I don't trust a thing that Johnson said. It's just too how the feedback's going, man.
I'm sorry, your phone connection wasn't super clear. You said you don't trust what Senator Johnson had to say?
No, he's just a shiftiest shift. Like, his opinion changes by the month.
I think what came across is not that Senator Johnson wasn't trustworthy. I didn't get that sense. What I got the sense was is that he is frustrated, like we are. He doesn't feel like people have his back in the Senate, is what it comes across to me. Not, look, me telling him that we have his back should have put him at ease, but instead, I think he's more worried about the people in D.C. having his back.
Exactly.
Which, and that is way too frustrating for us.
He wants the people's in D.C. and the media's back.
As soon as I told him, hey, man, we've got your back, he should have said, I appreciate that, and you know what? Yeah, my voters, my constituents have my back.
Well, when you have to press them that hard to get anything out of them,
I know that was discouraging.
Not telling the truth.
No, that's not the. I'm not getting. Let me. You know, I'm a truth teller. I don't get that sense. I had to press him that hard because it's that hard to exist in Washington, D.C. to do the right thing, because everybody comes at you when you do the right thing, including Republicans.
But when you hold back like that, you can't trust him. That's why I trust Trump.
Well, wait a minute.
That's what he's saying. He says what he thinks.
You're discouraging.
Beat around the bush.
You're discouraging Senator Johnson. I got Senator Johnson to say that he will subpoena. I got him to say it. So
it took too much to say.
But that's on record, man. And now all the voters will know that he said it. So here's the thing. You need to let him know. Let me set this premise so he doesn't get discouraged. If he does subpoena, do you have his back, Dale?
Might be a little too late.
What?
He's just so damn shifty.
Dale, you're discouraging him.
Dale,
I'm
going to
press
history.
You. No,
too
I'm pressing you.
History.
Now the heat's coming on you, Dale. Dale, if Senator Johnson does what you want him to do, you're not going to have his back. Come on, Dale.
I'll have his back on that, but I still
all
don't
right.
trust him.
There we go. That's all I need. I don't need anything more out of you, Dale.
All right.
Have a great one, Dale.
You too.
Take care. All right. Let's go to line four and go to Louie. Louie, welcome to Feedback. Go ahead, Louie.
Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
But what we're forgetting here is there's a Siamese trifecta in Washington. It's called the Democrats, the deep state, and the media.
Right.
And when he says he needs all the information lined up perfectly, that's what he's talking about. Because otherwise, no matter what they say, no matter what they do, the media runs and says, no, that ain't right. They lie about it, and all this stuff goes on.
They're going to do that regardless. Why are Republicans concerned about what we already know they're going to do? Let's say you line up everything right. They're going to lie no matter what. We have Joe Biden on tape, and they lie and say there's no evidence of Joe Biden doing it. So, I mean, Joe Biden's on tape. So there's nothing you can present. This is what frustrates me. Senator Johnson's staff that is still monitoring this program, I'm sure. There is nothing you can do with evidence that will make them be on your side. Don't worry about them. Worry about us. We'll be on your side.
I understand, but I know where he's coming from. And then you have Mitch McConnell, who's not supporting it because he doesn't want China looked into.
Yep.
Because it's just like the Joe Biden thing. You look into Ukraine, what do we see? Joe Biden. If we look into China, what are we going to see? Mitch McConnell's wife.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're going to see.
Yep.
And he is going, no, 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 you can't do that. Don't subpoena that. I can just see it.
You're talking about
Mitch
McConnell, not Ron Johnson. Yes, Mitch McConnell would probably be saying no, no, no. I got this. He never said that. He never said that, yeah. Senator Johnson, but I got the feeling that Mitch McConnell is a tough get around.
Yeah. Yep.
And you know what?
Everybody likes Mitch because of what he's doing with the judges, which is good.
The nation needs to know this about Mitch McConnell. The nation needs to know that the reason why things don't get done, we're conjecturing, that this is kind of hearsay in a way, but I think the evidence supports this. Mitch McConnell is a big problem and needs to not be the head of the Senate.
Well, yeah, but still, he's doing the judges thing kind of as a distraction. Look at me. See what good I'm doing?
Yeah. Well, at least they did. At least he's doing the judges.
He doesn't want his personal finances really delved into. That's the issue.
Louie, I'm not going to say you're wrong. You have a great day out there.
It's a trifecta against him. That is the problem.
It is. But screw the trifecta. We have Donald Trump. We have talk radio. We are winning beyond winning. We just destroyed the Democrats in the House yesterday. Now is the time to pounce, senators. Now is the time. If you don't do it now, you'll never do it. That's what I'm thinking.
This is supposedly his last term. He doesn't have to worry about even running for re-election.
Yeah, someone asked me to ask that, but I didn't have time because I was trying to get something else out of him that was more important than that. I don't know if that's true or not.
Get after it.
If it is his last term, then he has nothing to worry about. If he is going to decide to retire, then he really can go at it. He's the right person for me to get to say that. And I think Ron Johnson is frustrated. He said he was, just like you and I. I just think he thinks, Ben, you don't understand the type of animal I'm dealing with. He's wrong. He doesn't understand that I'm the type of guy that doesn't care when people hate me. That's what he doesn't know about me. But you know that about me, Louis, don't you?
The other issue is just like Sean Duffy says, well, we have to get on a committee in order to really be powerful to do stuff. And in order to do that, you got to please the speaker or the leader.
I know.
You have to please those guys or you can't be on the committee doing what he's doing.
But what Senator Johnson needs to understand is if Mitch McConnell comes after him, the entire Trump base will come after Mitch McConnell. If you expose it, we will destroy Mitch McConnell. I don't mean just here in Wisconsin we have Ron Johnson's back. Senator Johnson, the entire Trump base across the country will have your back if you expose Mitch McConnell, if he decides to. Mitch McConnell should be crapping his pants to come after you, Senator Johnson. If you do the right thing, he will be intimidated by us, not the liberal media, by us. And I promise you that. We will get him. So don't worry about it. Do the right thing. All right. And I think he might. I think he might. Louis, you have a great day out there.
Man, love your passion, Ben.
Thanks.
Get after him.
Take care. Folks, I can squeeze in maybe two calls, but I got to take a break to do that. 715-845-2155. If you've been trying, keep trying. Keep doing it. If you're getting a ring, let it ring. We'll get to you. 715-845-2155. Just remember, the more Senator Ron Johnson is hated by the liberal media, that means the better job he is doing. So hopefully they're going to hate him with a passion. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. I don't have a lot of time, so let's squeeze some calls in. Rick, go ahead, Rick.
Yeah, first off, it seems like the first 10 people that call in every day call this show and the John Mears show every day.
Well, not everyone who listens to talk radio calls in, and some of the same people get through because they're passionate about it and they try very hard. But go ahead.
Yeah. All right. Next thing is with regards to Senator Johnson, that he is probably the absolute best senator we've ever had in the state. I've heard him on the liberal talk stations talking and defending us.
Mm-hmm.
He's gone up against Chuck Todd. He has done everything that man said he could do. And without the backing of the rest of the senators, he can't get his job done. That's not his fault.
Seemed like a good guy to me.
He. You said that you have never had him on his show.
Yeah.
When you call his office, he will go on any radio station in this state. He makes the attempt. I've heard him in Madison. I've heard him on the liberal talk shows in both Madison and Milwaukee. I've heard him on the Wisconsin Public Radio. He will do every interview he can, and he will tell you like it is.
Well, thanks for that. And, Rick, thanks for saying that you've got his back. You got his back, right?
Yep.
All right, Rick, thanks for that. I got to move on because I'm running out of time quickly. You have a great day out there, Rick. Let's quickly squeeze in Jeff. Jeff, go ahead.
Ben,
yes.
Thank you for having me on. Very quickly, a definition from the dictionary. The stirring up of discontent, resistance, or rebellion against the government in power. Is this not exactly what's happening right now? The word is sedition.
That's absolutely right. I was going to bring that up, but I was working so hard to get Senator Johnson to promise he'd subpoena them, I never even got to that. I had that, and I had the definition of sedition. Thanks for squeezing that in.
Well,
that's exactly what's going on.
And Ben, just real quickly, one more thing.
Yeah, I'm out of time. Go.
This crap is going to continue until the hammer falls on somebody. Somebody like Pelosi or Schiff needs to be arrested for sedition, and then you say, okay, smart guy, who wants to be next?
Yeah, well, it really should be John Brennan. He's the first one to lead it. He's the master behind all the sedition. Get John Brennan on sedition charges, and you will watch Depends skyrocket in sales in Washington, D.C. There
they
you go!
Stop it then.
All right, folks! Thanks for all of you participating. I wish I could get all your calls on this. Let me tell you something to the Democrats. Ron Johnson is coming for you. I just got him to say he would. We're coming for you. You are not safe from us. I told you I had declared war on you, and I'm doing everything I can to get you. And my army is growing, and we're coming for you. And you have nowhere to hide, baby. But what you need to do is repent. By saying this, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. If you know that, you know everything. I love you guys. Are you ready? I'm sure you are. Here it comes.